Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Yeah.
Hi.
Going on? We was just on the phone. He was on the phone with Nick.
I know. We got cut off three times, so I didn't know if you guys were
Yeah,
having
the back
trouble
roads
or.
is crucial. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay. So, I was
Yeah.
just explaining to you guys when we got cut off that that tracking number is just meant to get, track the business that's coming in, but it also will help you alleviate spam callers because a lot of those spam callers are
Okay.
computer generated. And so we put a press one, press two greeting on it. So, thank you for calling Michael Enterprises. If you're a new customer, press
Well, it
one. And
doesn't
if
say
you're
that.
new.
It's like my hell. It doesn't pronounce it.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Oh.
opinion in the middle.
Well,
Oh,
I
we
didn't.
can have
Yeah,
that fixed if it's saying if it's
it's a
not being
little.
pronounced.
It's a little
Yeah.
iffy to show.
We'll get that fixed for sure. That's not a problem. But what I
Okay,
was saying
unfortunately.
is that
Yeah, just let me know.
if it's a computer generated spam call, it's going to fall off. And if it's a real client, it's actually going to come through to you. Because a computer generated spam caller can't press one or two, right? So that's the benefit of that number. So, I'm just explaining to. Are you still there?
Hello?
Oh,
Yeah,
good. You're still
yeah.
there. Okay. Okay.
I'm just
So,
driving through and some peace building there.
what I was explaining to her also is that PIN verification, that phone PIN verification that they tried to complete with you on the 15th. It's a very, very important part of the process. Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when that PIN verification goes out, they send you a little 5-digit code or a 6-digit code to your cell phone via text. You read it back to me, we submit it to Google, and then they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can actually publish him. So
Yeah,
I'm
we haven't
planning.
had that yet. I'm not sure.
I know they called you guys on the 15th and they sent a reminder, and they sent you an email that that step needed to be done. And I know you're busy. You know, maybe you didn't see the notification, but the good news is we can get that done now. I just sent an alert to the verification department, and once one of them responds, they will send you the PIN code so that you can read it back to me. Now, what were you saying about the Facebook? You had trouble adding us to it, right? As far as
Well,
your
that's not the case.
traffic.
The case is that he doesn't have a regular Facebook
Okay.
that we told him that we would have to make a complete one. Then they said that they would do it, and that would be on voice verification or whatever the recording.
We will do it, but on the 17th and even prior to that, we sent a notification.
Yeah,
Facebook
I agree.
personal profile link needed. So what we do is when we create the business one, we link it to the personal one. That way when people respond to the ads through the messenger, they'll come back to Michael. You know what I mean? Because if not, they'll come to us and the messages won't come to you guys. So we have to get
Okay,
one
we
of,
got questions
it
too, though. What about the
yep.
reviews and stuff from you guys? As
Mm-hmm.
we was going along, we talked to a few people. There was a few reviews that this was like, I'm sure you guys had to see them. They're over the Better Business Bureau and stuff, BBB,
Absolutely.
whatnot.
Yeah, the good thing is that on our Better Business Bureau, there is a handful of negative reviews. I am aware of that. However, we've been in business for almost 21 years and we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. So with that being said, that's a tiny percentage, less than 1/1,000th of a percent of our actual happy clients. But if you
Is that
notice
25
and
years?
put 20, it'll be
No, I
21
know
years
it's
in
been, I didn't
December.
see no
Yeah.
positive ones. That's all I was wondering. I was like,
If you go put in local Splash reviews, you'll see our Google business page. We have over 900 plus 5-star ratings on Google. So we have tons and tons of positive reviews. But the reason we maintain an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, even though there's a handful of negative complaints, is that, number one, it's a drop in the bucket, right? But secondly, anyone that's ever filed anything against Local Splash, it's all been resolved. So there isn't any, not even one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that Local Splash did not fulfill what we promised them. But do me a favor, check your text message right now. The verification department sent you that code, and it'll expire in 15 minutes. I want to just get it back to them so that they have it.
I haven't gotten it yet. And actually,
are you on the 513-283-5236?
Yeah, and all the messages was going to the 410 number, and I never got any, like, as you guys were saying, was that you guys trying to contact me, but it may have been by phone, but like all the messages that like were supposed to go to that business line never did. And I clarified it with Aubrey, if y'all do record, that would be on there as well. And it just never switched. I don't know why, but maybe it was just too much of a hassle.
I see that they are being sent successfully, though. That's the thing. I see that there was one sent today, and that one went through.
The 410.
And then.
Yeah, to the 410 number, yeah.
But it was sent to this number, too. It says 513-283-5236, successfully sent, 8:31 a.m. Pacific time.
They never got them.
So it says, okay, maybe because you're on the phone, it's not letting you see them, but if you hang up, the text messages will be there. But yeah, we can definitely set up, because we'll put the other number in the cell phone field. That way only text will come to that rather than coming to two numbers, because it looks like it's being sent to both.
Right, right.
But I'll fix that right now so that there's no reason to send it to the 410 number. So now I have it set. And if you would just put me on speaker for just a second and check if you got that verification.
My speakerphone don't work. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Just look in your text messages. And
hold on so I can look in. I got Sheen and Google Maps.
Yep, it's going to be a
fitness Uber North.
Case are you looking in your email Google, or are you looking in your text message?
No, on my notifications, yeah.
Okay, on your text message, right?
Yeah,
okay, good.
I've got none, Rectamundo. Yeah.
There's no text?
No, we're talking the Local Splash. No, I have not gotten none. And we haven't gotten none at all to the 283 number. They all went to the 410.
I just sent another one. I just heard your notification go off. I just sent one and it said test. And then I heard your phone go bzzz. So it sounds like you got it. The same time I hit enter to test, it went through.
Wait, what? I'm still at Sheen. I can send you a screenshot. What's your number?
So, I'm not sure what it would send back. You could send a screenshot to my email if you like.
Okay. What's your email?
Mm-hmm. So, it's my first initial and my last name. So, T as in Tom, another T as in Tom, O-G.
I thought it was, okay.
Yeah, so it's TTOGA, F as in Frank, AU, at localsplash.com.
Hey, you're good at that. I don't know, because, so T as in Tom,
another
B as in...
No, another okay. T. So it's TTOG.
TTOG. I call my aunt TT. That's crazy. Okay, okay.
That's funny. And then A, F as in Frank, A-U. So T, TTOGAFAU, yep. And then at, the little at symbol, localsplash.com.
Nice.
Let me just tell April that you're saying that you didn't get it. I want to get like communicate with her since she's waiting. She's at the verification. I'm asking her if possibly it went to the other number.
Yeah, I actually got really excited about Local Splash, but then, like, there was, I thought, it was just a little, but it took a little bit for us to, like, really decide on it, too, as well, and then, you know, convinced.
If,
then, yeah, unconvinced, if she would. If what?
Oh, she just, she just sent me the verification because I just asked her, are you sure that verification code wasn't sent to the other number? But she sent me a screenshot that it was sent to 513-283-5236. So, okay. So.
Okay.
So I'm just going to tell her, I'm going to have him check again.
Okay.
And then I'll check my email and see if I got your screenshot. A second here. So you don't see anything in your text messages right now?
I'm trying to send this real quick. Sorry.
Okay.
Emails are
Sometimes cell phones and computers have a mind of their own. Yep, I understand. Believe me, I work in a building full of technicians, and sometimes I think they're speaking Greek, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely understand that all too well.
And it almost sounds to me like you guys might have been called by one of those scam companies just because you said, oh, we've talked to people and we've looked into this and, you know, Local Splash is this and that. There's a couple of scam companies out there that will call our clients and they'll say Local Splash is not working with Google's best practices and everything is copy and paste on the website.
Oh, yeah, no.
And they say all of this kind of rigmarole to
scare
you.
No, I normally just hang up.
Okay.
If, we don't do that around here, buddy.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I was going
to
say
no
reason to, yeah. But if you're ever in doubt, if someone calls you and they start saying something and you're not sure if they're a valid Local Splash employee, remember when you signed up, we put a security question and answer on file, which is your mother's maiden name and the answer is Downing. So if someone calls you and it sounds fishy to you, you can always just say, hey, can you do me a favor and confirm that security question and answer you have on file? And if they can't, then just politely hang up the phone. You know what I mean?
Right, that's a great idea.
Yep, of course. We do that for your protection. So while you're doing that email, I want to tell you that you also have an option where... Oh, you did? Okay, good. Let me refresh my inbox and see if it came. Oh, there, I see it. Screenshot. Let's see. So if you would get out of the notifications, like just go to your main screen and look for...
Yeah.
There's a little bubble kind of icon. It looks kind of like a message. That's where that text was sent to. It was sent to your text message. Because these are notifications, it looks like, that are coming.
Okay.
Do you see the little bubble? Like the, it looks like a, I'm trying to describe it because I have a, here, let me, I'm going to reply to your email. I'm going to screenshot what it looks like so that you can find it because, here. Is it an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. Here it is. I got one. I just, so copy. Oh, wow. It actually made it pretty big, but you'll see. If you open up my email, you'll see what the icon looks like. And then if you go to your main phone, you can just look through the different apps and try to find the one that looks like that. And when you click on it, you'll see the message that we sent you with that code.
Okay. And you said the 17th?
The 17th was, the 15th was when we sent the notification about this having to get done,
right,
the phone verification, but the 17th was we were asking you to just send us your personal Facebook link so that we can link the business Facebook that we're creating to it, and when people respond to the ads, the messages will come back to you. So I can resend email, the one that says personal profile Facebook, personal profile.
If you don't have a page, that's what I'm trying to explain. If you don't have one.
Oh, do you have a personal page or you don't have even a personal page?
No, I explained that to them.
I see. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so you don't have the personal one. Okay. So, you have an option of, removing the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. So I would suggest that if you can get a personal Facebook up and running, definitely, you know, do that so that you can take advantage of the ads. But if for some reason, you know, that's just too much of a hassle, some business owners don't want to deal with, you know, creating new pages or anything, then I would suggest we could take them off and it would save you a little bit of money. One thing that I'm thinking here is that if you want to continue with the Facebook ads and it's just a little bit intimidating to get on there and create one, I can absolutely have someone from that department reach out to you and they'll walk you through it over the phone to help you get it set up. So it's not like they were waiting for your personal.
Yeah, we talked about that for sure. Yeah, but I told them that they had one, but they agreed, and then they just kept asking. Just like, what? Mm-hmm.
So would it be better off to just remove the Facebook ads and just stick with the Google optimization?
I mean, either that or make one. I mean, but I don't know.
Kyle. Kyle's in the Facebook. Facebook ads do is for people that have Facebook accounts, you know, and most people do, when they're online and they're looking for something, let's say they're putting in home improvement or handyman or drywall or painting or flooring or various services that you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be ads for those services coming up. That's how those Facebook ads work. It targets people in your area that are actually looking for your services. So it's very beneficial to have those Facebook ads running. So, you know, I would definitely recommend to, you know, get that up and running. I think that you would love it. But if for some reason it's too much of a hassle, it won't be a deal breaker as far as your revenue return. Because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So the Facebook ads will jumpstart your profile and get you results quicker. But keep in mind, only 13% could even go to Facebook since 87% goes through Google. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar.
Yep. So did you get that pin code? Because it will expire, like I said, in 15 minutes. And if you find that icon that I sent you, that little bubble icon, then what we can do is read that number back, and she can get that little piece of the puzzle completed.
Maybe it's an unknown senders or something. I did just get a new phone. This is weird. It's pretty odd. If it was.
Yeah, every phone is built in with that messenger icon. You just have to find it. Like maybe your apps are like rearranged, or maybe someone put your messaging in like a different folder or something. But usually if you look through your apps, so if you go on your main screen and you don't see it, just kind of start swiping to the right or swipe to the left, and it will show you your other apps that you have on the phone. And eventually you're going to see that green bubble that I'm talking about that looks like a message.
You say in 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah. She can send you another one if this one expires. That's why she's on standby on the other line. She's waiting for me to let you know, to let her know if you found it or not.
When did you send it?
I sent it to the text message on your phone.
I could probably type it.
513-283-5236.
No. What number did you send it from?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Let me ask her.
I could probably type it up top. Let's filter this something.
I'm asking her that, so we'll see what she says.
So, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Chicago, but we're in California now. Are you familiar with either area?
I drove to California years ago, but really didn't stay. So.
Oh, what part?
But yeah, I drove to Chicago as well. I moved a family out there and drove them in a U-Haul. 26-footer.
That's cool. That's a big U-Haul.
Yeah.
When we moved out here from Chicago back in the day, this was back in the 80s, me and my mom and our dogs flew out here, and we had my brother and some of his buddies drive the U-Haul. So they had to do that hard work, and we just had to get on an airplane and fly. It wasn't so bad.
Well, I was wondering, you got a 513 area code. I think that's what's called.
You know what? Most companies these days use what's called a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and it'll just usually match the areas that we're calling, and it keeps our hard costs down. But that's the thing, is I never know when we send a text, like what number it's coming from, because it's a VoIP phone system. It kind of is automated through that voice over internet phone. But yeah, we're actually in Southern California. We're about 4 miles from the Pacific Ocean, the Huntington Beach Pier, and we're about 20 minutes away from Disneyland. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know what? Every time I go to a taping up in L.A. to like The Price is Right or Dancing with the Stars or anything like that, I always, always, always meet tons of people from Ohio. For some reason, there's a lot of people that from Ohio that will come out and go to shows like that. Those tickets are free. It's funny, it's called On Camera Audiences. Anyone can go on there and book to go to those types of shows and stuff, but for some reason, like, I'll ask people in line, where are you from, and it's like most of the people will say Ohio, and I used to think it was because I think that's where Drew Carey's from, so you know, people come out to The Price is Right because they're fans of him. But then when I started going to the other tapings, and I'd still meet people from Ohio, so I'm like, wow, it must not be just Drew Carey.
Yeah, no, definitely not Drew Carey.
Yeah. So did you find the icon yet? Or I'm asking her. Oh, She said that since the phone that was sent to you through Google, she doesn't know what number it's being sent from either. So, but you, it, who was there with you earlier? Maybe she can help you find the text message.
She's on the phone right now.
Oh, she's on the phone.
I think I might have found it. I don't know though. I don't want to give you the wrong.
Tell me what it is, and if it's not correct, April will tell me that it's not correct. So tell me
what
it is.
What's the message supposed to say?
It's just supposed to say, like, G and then some numbers. Like, it's a Google verification code. Or it should say either a G with 5 digits or just 5 or 6 digits by themselves. This will say, this is your Google verification code. You know what? She said that she can trigger it to call you rather than do the text. Do you want her to do that? Because that way, when you hear the call coming, you can pick it up, get the number, write it down, and then I'll call you back in 5 minutes and get that number from you. Would that be easier?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe so.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and send the call. Okay, so if you hear the phone ringing, you can hang up, and then if we get cut off, I'll call you in a couple minutes, and just get ready to write down that number, because it's going to be automated. Okay. It'll be like a recording that'll say, your Google verification number is this. Okay, she said it's done.
Okay.
So we'll wait. It's a voice call coming in now. Or should we hang up so you get it, you think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. No problem. Okay.